Okay, I want to talk to you about a spirit of infirmity. Let's go and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. We ask, Father, for any sisters listening, if there is one of these, that she understands exactly what it is and overcomes and has clarity on it. Ask all these prayers if I send Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. This is Luke chapter 13, starting at verse 10. It says, "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her unto him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and work in them, therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him, and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" So, it's a spirit, right, causing that, okay? It's not like a health issue, it's a spirit. This is a spirit of infirmity. I want to talk about this because a spirit of infirmity is very different than just like a plain old-fashioned healing issue where you pray and lay hands. And I've seen them actually, I don't know if it's because of the times or something, but be super aggressive, very, very aggressive. This is Matthew 10. Okay, let's see. I'm sorry, it's Luke. Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 19. Well, let's start at 18. He says, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Okay. I'll finish that one. "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." A spirit of infirmity, you have to discern the spirits, and you have to know what you're dealing with, because depending on the spirit of infirmity, it may not, you may not overcome it quickly, depending on how strong it is, from what I've seen, okay? But you need to know that you are dealing with a spirit infirmity, because from what I've seen, these things do not go away. They do not respond to medicine, okay? They do not respond to prayer at all, okay? And you can feel it. From what I've seen, let me just keep it that way. From what I've seen, I've been praying. I'll be praying, and I just get this sense inside of me like it's not going to work, okay? I'm trying to have faith in prayer, right? Because you have to have faith when you pray. And I can't. And that's because the Holy Spirit's letting me know it's not going to go away from prayer. You need to go over there and fight it, okay? I've seen them. And then also, too, because it is a spirit, it comes with spiritual warfare, okay? This is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And then going down to verse 16, he says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Okay? They have a lot of fiery darts. I've seen anyways, it's like Peter in the waves. You just kind of keep, you're trying to have faith and stay focused on Lord, and you just keep looking at it, and it's just like these constant attacks in your mind, of like fear or whatever it is, and it's calling your attention to it. and it's a, because and so I've seen that, that, you know, it's a spirit and it's trying to frighten you, okay? And from what I've seen with these things, I don't know if it's just what I've seen or not, but they just are, from, I've seen them be very aggressive. And I get the sense of urgency and the spirit that I need to fight and fight now type of a thing. Because it can't, they're ruthless. I've seen them come after children. And it, I've seen them as come as like this form of, in a form of persecution. Just very, very, very aggressive. Okay. But, you know, like I said, you know, he gives us power. Sorry, those are kids playing in the background. Power over them, so is able to overcome it, but it was a fight. And I just want any sister who is listening to know what you are dealing with, okay? Because if it is that, and you are fighting, okay, and you don't get an immediate response, you need to, like, and you, but you know, you need to know what, the reason why I'm trying to be very clear as to describing what it is, what indications they are, the spiritual warfare and the cloudiness, it's different than just like a basic infirmity where someone's sick and it bothers you or something, but this is different. It's there's spiritual attacks and darkness behind it. And like I said, it's not responding to medicine. It's not responding to prayer. And it just, you get this sense, in the spirit, like it's not going anywhere and it's getting worse and worse. Okay. You want to know what you're dealing with because it doesn't necessarily go away immediately. Okay. But you have to just bear down and fight. Okay. With the authority and power of God and not quit and not give up and keep fighting. Okay. Until the thing is either dead. Like that's how the Lord has led me, is to command it to actually die. That actual like thing that was causing it, the thing that it caused in the flesh, in the body, command that thing to die, in the authority and power of God. The Holy Spirit will lead you in each situation, but you need to know what you're dealing with, because, like I said, it's not necessarily going to be just, you know, oh, I command you this to go away. It's just a fight, a knockdown, from what I've seen, drag-out fight that I've had to stick with all the way until every last symptom was gone. Okay, every last symptom was gone. Okay, completely gone. Okay. And this is Matthew chapter 17, starting at verse 14, says, "And when they were come to the multitude, there came a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on me, for my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire, often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Okay. So you see there, it's a combination of both prayer, fasting, and authority. Okay. Okay, so it depends. Each situation is different, but you need to be prayerful, because that's how, you know, the Holy Spirit taught me. It was in prayer. I didn't just, oh, just go pray and just kind of no-brain it. You know, it was, you have to humble yourself before the Lord, because each situation is different. And, you know, there can be footholds and things like that. I have seen that too, where you can't get to Luke because he's got some sort of legal access. So each situation is different. You need to be very prayerful. Prayer and fasting is good anyways. And the Holy Spirit will lead you. And, you know, you may need somebody with a higher anointing possibly. Each situation is different, but you do need to know what you're dealing with. Okay. Because the way that the Holy Spirit explained it to me, like he says, you have power over scorpions. You got a scorpion in the room. You can pray over that thing all day long. It's not dying, okay? You can put medicine on it all day long. It's not dying. You need to go and kill it, okay? And it's dangerous. And so that being said, and once again, when you go and kill it, you're not going to be gentle, right? Okay? You're going to go after that thing with force, okay? Knowing that it's dangerous, okay? And this is you know, what I've seen, okay? Is, you know, it's you got to get mean with it. That's what I'm talking about, commanding it to die. Real authority and power, nothing doubting, really important. He says faithless generation, right? Nothing doubting. You have, that's the Bible. You've got power and authority, okay? Now, on a side note, though, you do need, I don't want to mix any sisters up, though, also, too, okay? Nothing doubting, but you need to be in prayer, because if something does have legal access, especially if you're in some sort of unrepentant sin and could even be causing it, okay, then you're going to have issues there, okay? You need to be walking in righteousness and holiness. I'm not talking about, like, having faith in terms of yourself, okay? Like, I'm so good in a square way. And, like, no, your power and your authority and your faith is in Christ Jesus and Him and in the authority and power that He's given you through the power of the Holy Ghost. What I'm trying to say is just make sure it doesn't have anything on you, okay? You want to be aware of that, okay? And then this is Peter, where he raises Tabitha from the dead. It says, "But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive." And then this is Luke chapter 8. This is when he heals the, or raises the, twelve-year-old girl, brings her back to life. Let's see. It says, "But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and mother of the maiden." Okay. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." Okay. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straight away. And he commanded to give her meat. Okay. So but in both cases, you see them, you know, Jesus and then Peter, only certain people in the room. Be aware of the Holy Spirit's having you do that, because if you have people that doubt, okay, and it's gonna mess with your faith, just try and get alone with the person, so that you can, you know, not have your faith affected by people who don't believe, okay? And then lastly, I just want to read to you, this is Revelation chapter 3, starting at verse 14. It says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation, of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And," this is the really important part, "and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." Okay. Really, really, really important. Okay. The lukewarm church is blind. Okay. blind. I cannot. This is probably, just please just listen to me. Get out of that stuff. Okay? Come out of all of that. Okay? That lukewarm stuff. Okay? Because I had this happen. I met a lady, okay, at an airport, okay. I saw she had a Bible, okay. And once again, it was just very common, you know, one of these Bible translations full of the notes and stuff like that. I see her and I start talking with her, okay. And we exchange phone numbers and then we, you know, take off and stuff like that. I ended up not getting on the plane, but she did. And after that, we keep communication. All I have is her phone number and her name. That's it, okay? After talking and texting back and forth for a while, she tells me, she asked me for prayer because she has brain cancer, okay? Now, anytime I talk with this lady, okay, I have to be so careful because when I get anything that's too much of the spirit, I don't hear back from her, okay? I can already tell she's not comfortable, okay, with, you know, like anything having to do with spiritual warfare, stuff like that, okay? And I didn't want to scare her off, okay? But I knew through prayer, and this was confirmed by another sister, that what was causing her brain cancer was a devil, okay? And I'm praying for her, and the Lord uses to open my eyes how dangerous the lukewarm church is, okay? I'm praying for her, okay? Praying for her, not to be healed, but just for her to, like, open her ears to me, okay? Or something that is, you know, of the spirit that's, like, boiling hot, you know, that's fiery, that's, you know, spiritual warfare, getting out of sort of that lukewarm state, because I'm knowing good and well that devil's not going to, you know, that's a spirit doing that, okay? And anyways, I'm praying for her and and I have to be so careful because I don't want to scare her off, okay? And I gently try to let her know, okay, this thing, it, you know, that it could be a spirit, you know, and like I said, I'm treading so softly because I don't want to scare her off. It could be a spirit, okay? And if it is, prayer, you know, medicine, stuff like that's not going to work. I don't hear anything from her for a while, you know, and I'm just trying to be so careful because I don't want to scare her off. But I'm getting, once again, the sense of urgency in the spirit, okay? I'm getting it in prayer that this thing's going to take her life, okay? And I, through this process, I honestly believed that this would break her, okay? That she would, like, I just thought, you know, your life, you know, you're, you know, you could die from this trial. Like, it, I honestly believed that she would, that she would come out, you know what I mean? And that it would be easier to talk to her or something. I don't know. But I didn't understand the blindness of the lukewarm church. She needed to get out of that stuff. Because as I'm texting her and talking to her and trying to get through to her, she's surrounded by this lukewarm stuff, okay? And it just creates this spiritual blindness, okay? To where when I come and talk to her, I sound weird, okay? I sound strange to her, okay? The lukewarm church, you got to read your Bible, your KJV Bible from cover to cover. When you're done, read it again and abide in the vine. And that doesn't mean necessarily going to a church, okay? Abiding in the vine is between you and Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, okay? It has nothing to do with the building. It has nothing to do with this or that outward type stuff. It's deep and powerful, okay? It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you and them, strong, powerful relationship, okay? You need fellowship. I'm not saying don't fellowship, but understand your fellowship may just come plain old fashioned from the body of Christ, not necessarily having anything to do with the building, okay? Your fellowship could be a lady you met at the grocery store, okay? A woman you met over here, over there, and you just talk all the time now. That's the body of Christ. You need to be aware of that, okay? You're you know, someone who's, you know, a spiritual elder could be your janitor, okay, in the building where you live, okay? You need to have a spiritual understanding, okay? Okay, come out of worldly thinking, okay? Strongly advise, read your Bible from cover to cover, and when you're done, read it again and pray and fast. Let the Holy Spirit take you to a church, lead you to a church. And if He's not leading you to a church, have faith, okay, and know that He is sufficient to supply all of your needs and to put and establish people in your life, okay, to listen to, okay? Because I'm not saying don't have, like, headship and don't, you know, I'm not saying things like that, okay? But what I'm saying is be fearful. It's a wicked time, okay? Because I realized that she wasn't hearing anything I was saying, because I really believed. I'm like, well, surely she's going to, no response. At Sender, okay, to deliverance type ministries, no response. All that stuff sounded weird to her, okay? I had one elder tell me just to go over there and lay hands on her, okay? I said, I can't. I don't know where she lives. And when I offer to go over there, I get, like, no response from her, okay? And I didn't want to just scare her off entirely. I didn't understand how strong this blindness, this spiritual blindness is. Anyways, what ended up happening was, I'm getting this sense of urgency, and I just kind of start telling her, sending her scripture, because I can get the sense that this thing is actually going to kill her, okay? And finally I get a response, but she goes to a church, and she says that they, you know, they tried it, okay, in the authority, but that was it. It was one trip, you know, and that was it. Nothing happened, and you know, and at this point she's just so exhausted from the whole trial, she's just kind of given in, okay. And then I don't hear from her anymore, okay. And I keep telling her, I'm like, that's a good start, okay. But anybody who knows you're dealing with the devil, you need to. It's a knockdown, drag out fight. They are not nice. Okay, all right. I'm talking about force, and in terms of something as strong as you know, brain cancer. That I knew. Okay, I knew it was going to be a fight. Okay, but you don't have that mind frame when you're in a lukewarm church. Okay, even like in her case, she was open to it kind of, but then she was like, "Well, no, it didn't really happen. It didn't work. I didn't see anything." So it's lukewarm, just like he says. Okay, which anybody knows is dealing with the devil, you got to be fiery hot. Okay, because you can be lukewarm and on the fence, but your enemy, the adversary, is not. Okay, he's not. He wants you dead, both physically and spiritually, if possible. He's not lukewarm. All right. So, anyways, what ended up happening was I got in the spirit through prayer that she had passed away, and sure enough, finally got in contact with her husband, and she died. And I spoke with her husband, asking them, and it was the same thing. It was like, well, we prayed, and I got to make this abundantly clear. I don't mean disrespect to this lady, because I was really praying for her. Okay, Lord knows I'm telling the truth. That was heartbreaking. I hated to see that. Okay, I hated it. Okay, hated that, okay, with a passion. I really loved that girl, and I was really praying for her, okay. I was so powerless. I had, like, nothing. She had to invite me over, okay. I couldn't do anything. I had to get a yes. I had to say, and then once again, this is the same chapter, Revelation chapter 3, starting at verse 20. It says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. I was knocking, and I could not get her to open. Okay, me, as a servant of the Lord, okay, through the power of the Holy Spirit, knocking, let me come over there and help. No response, nothing. Okay? Very painful. And I speak with her husband, and he says that they prayed if there was anything afflicting her that it would leave, and they get no response. But I couldn't even tell when I was talking to him. Once again, I mean no disrespect to this lady, because I was really, 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 really praying for her. Okay, but I needed her permission. I needed her to come. I needed her to invite me over. Okay, but she wouldn't, because she was part of this lukewarm church, blind, and I sounded weird to her. I just knew it. I knew it. I sounded strange to her. Okay. And like I said, when I spoke with her husband, it was, you know, and that's why I'm saying, I mean, no disrespect. I was even trying to be careful because he's, you know, he's a widower, I'm sorry. But he said, you know, same thing. They prayed, but if there's anything that it would leave, you know, that's very painful, okay? Because anybody who knows anything about devils, you can pray all day long. They're not going anywhere. You need to kick their butt out, seriously, with the force and power of God, okay? You need to fight. Knock down, drag out, fight, depending on the strength of the devil, okay, of how strong it is spiritually, okay? And then after, it's a whole process, and you're not going to go through that if you're lukewarm, because you're not going to believe it, okay? You're not going to really, see, the thing is, and that's why I'm trying to make it so clear when you're dealing with the devil, because you need to know for certain and believe you're dealing with the devil, because that's how you're going to win, is by faith. Because the Holy Spirit's going to keep talking to you, and the thing's going to try and trick you, depending on what it is. Okay? You're going to find out that there's stuff. There's, you know, in some cases, there's legal access, why it's permitted to be there. Okay? The Holy Spirit will teach you, but you got to go on that whole long journey. Each situation's different, though. Sometimes it's just, you do it, thing goes, and you have perfect victory. Praise God. Hallelujah, right? But in some cases, that's not the case. Okay? Each situation is different, but you have to be humble and listening to the Holy Spirit and let Him take you on that journey, okay? And go through all the way through, like Scripture says, Matthew 24, verse 13, it says, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Okay? So this is a, I'm telling you something I've learned about the lukewarm church, okay? It's I'm not saying that each individual, because I don't know each individual person, okay? But the spirit of it, the lukewarm church, it's ashamed of Christ, okay? You start getting too fiery hot, like he was, zealous. So again, what that says. And it's Revelation chapter 13, verse 19. It says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." This zeal, this passion, this fire, okay? You can tell with a lukewarm church. You start having it, okay? And they, you're weird. Well, be careful, saints, okay? Be careful. Don't have any part of that. Let me tell you something. It's a fact. Okay? It's a fact. Nothing matters but Christ's opinion of you. Okay? Don't worry about what man thinks. Worry about what Christ thinks alone. Okay? That's man. Okay? That's man. Okay? If Christ is pleased with you, and He's happy with what you've done, and He's happy with your zeal, your passion, your fire, your devotion to Him, okay? That's all that matters, okay? And you'll get plenty of confirmation. Don't you worry about it. Other saints who are full of the Holy Spirit, okay? You'll see it. They'll be the same, okay? You don't worry about what man thinks. Okay, don't be unfaithful to Christ, okay? That's the man that cuts my heart. Be loyal to Him, okay? He's your Savior. He's the one you love. And if anybody's ashamed of Him, His passion, His zeal, the way He casts out devils, kicks people out of temples because they're selling and buying stuff and being disrespectful, trying to make money off of the gospel, okay? Speaks the truth. Flat out. Okay? Not worried if people are offended. Oh, how could you say that, right? No, it tells you the truth. Flat out. Okay? All right? Associates with people. Okay? Whom God wants him to associate with. Okay? But others, right? Like the Pharisees. No, you know, go over there with those people. Okay? You need to be faithful to Him and loyal to Him. He's everything. Doesn't matter what any person, okay, what any man, okay, thinks, okay. All that matters is what God thinks. That's it, period. And you need to come out of that stuff, okay, for many reasons, okay, many reasons. okay? Do it for love. Love Christ, okay? I'm not saying don't love these people and don't fight for them, okay? All right, be full of mercy and tenderness because they're blind and lost, but certainly don't bow down to that. Don't yield to it for 1 second. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that for 1 second, okay? Because if you're truly a saint and you got the Holy Ghost, you're going to cry when you're done. You're going to regret it because he's going to make it clear to you you're unfaithful. You're unfaithful. Be loyal to the bone. Loyal, devoted to Christ, okay? But you need to know that, okay? You need to be fully aware of the truth, okay? That the church, lukewarm church, is blind as a bat. They will be sitting there with scorpions and they can't see them. In this case, this young lady, unfortunately, it actually killed her simply because of blindness. She truly didn't believe me. She was completely blind to what I was saying. Okay, completely spiritually blind. And you need to know, okay, beloved sister, you go dabbling in that stuff when the Holy Spirit's not leading you to a church, okay? Okay, and where they're doing things that go against the Bible, and just the Holy Spirit's making it clear to you they're part of this lukewarm church. Also, the falling away. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, or by word, or by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Okay. Don't have anything to do, okay, with the lukewarm church. Don't have anything to do with the falling away, okay? Because if you go into that, okay, and you're not led of the Spirit, okay, if you go someplace, start listening to something, and the Holy Spirit's dinging you, saying, stay away, okay, that's not of me, okay, that's of man, that's part of the falling away, that's part of the lukewarm church, and you go dabbling in it, okay, it's a very dangerous time spiritually. You need to abide in that line, read your Bible from cover to cover, and then read it again, and let the Holy Spirit lead you to a church. Don't lean on to your own understanding. And don't do what you're comfortable with. Don't go with the sway of the world. Because it says right there, lukewarm, falling away. Okay? You need to be walking in the Spirit and letting him leading you and direct your path. Because you can know something. Okay? Even now. But I'm talking about that blindness is strong. You can go, but you go into it. You go into that falling away. You go into that lukewarm church. Okay? You'll be blind to it. And you won't even know you're blind to it. I mean, I don't want to go on and on and on about it too much, because I'm just praying that you'll, you know, hear me. But it's just, I've seen it just over and over again where I'm like, this person is so blind. Okay? Completely blind. And it's costly. It's costly. Okay? You'll have trials and you won't have any idea what's really going on because you're not in the Spirit. You can be in a church thinking you are and far away, okay, from walking in the Spirit, and blind as a bat, not having any idea what's going on, okay, until it's over, okay? Please, heed my warning, okay? Listen to what happened, okay? Be sober, be vigilant, abide in the vine, read your Bible from cover to cover, and walk in the Spirit. Walk in him. Okay, let him lead you and guide you every day. Okay, cherish the Holy Spirit. Okay, all right, fear these biblical warnings about the falling away. Fear getting sucked into the lukewarm church and becoming blind and having wisdom, understanding, and knowing things and not knowing it anymore, because it can happen. Okay, it can happen. Okay, reverence the Holy Ghost and let him direct every step you take, all the way until you're home. Okay? all the way until you're home in Zion, okay? I pray that's helpful, and if any sister has any questions, always you can always contact me, okay? Blessings in Christ. Mm-hmm.